Hi, this is Don Plunkinger, executive editor of SearchCRM.com.
And this is Jesse Scardina. I'm a news writer for SearchCRM.com.
And welcome to the latest Pipeline podcast. Jesse.
Yes.
You went to San Diego, beautiful San Diego, while we were in the midst of blizzards here in the Northeast.
I'm not sure if it's San Diego or San Diego. That's still up for debate, but it was very nice. There was a couple of days where we had about the same temperature as New England, where we are located in Boston, but we definitely didn't have any nor'easters like you guys did up here.
Well, anyway, you were there for Social Media Marketing World, which is sort of a new thing for us. Our site's covering show dedicated strictly to social media. Tell me, what were some of the big things they were talking about? What were some of your takeaways when you were mingling with this new crowd?
Well, the thing is, it's not just new to us writing about it. It's kind of new to businesses on how to interact with social media. I mean, everyone, you know, we're consumers when we're not here writing, and we have interactions with airlines or other companies through social media, whether we're happy or displeased with their service. Some of them go unheard, other ones the company will actually interact with you. And that was a main theme at this conference, is how businesses need to look at social media not as just a place to publicize their own stuff, but a place to interact with their customers. I had one source there kind of say that it's the one place where your customers can talk back to you. They can't interact with you through a TV commercial or through a billboard or through any of these other advertisements that are static, but through social media, there's a back and forth there. And one of the big takeaways was that companies need to interact that way, both on the good and the bad. This fellow Dan Gingis, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, he's a marketing customer experience expert. He spoke exactly about that, about how there's companies that don't interact with customers when they're praising that company. And he thought that was baffling. It's free marketing that your customers are doing for you. And that was the main theme, was that these companies need to use social media as a way to work with their customers and find out what they do well, what they don't do well.
So it sounds like from your description, there were a lot of sessions and knowledge and tips and information about workflows, how to integrate social media into your workflow. Was there a lot of technology talk, or was it mostly how to operationalize the social channels?
You're right. It was mostly kind of figuring out best practices and how to get social media conversations into the workflow. Is it the marketer's department's project, or is this something for service? And one of the sessions was about how those, you know, we hear plenty about aligning sales and marketing departments. This was about aligning marketing and service. When you market through social media, you're going to get more service calls through that avenue, and service needs to be ready for that. As far as technology, there wasn't so much, not like a Salesforce conference or an Adobe conference where you know you're going to a session based on this specific product and this use case. There wasn't too much of that, but there was kind of just general conversation around social media analytics and how to add those to your workflow and your business processes, and of course the rise of chatbots in social media and whether those are good for you or not. And I went to back-to-back sessions, and it was a nice kind of yin and yang to write about how one session was about using chatbots and growing those to interact with customers, and another one was this woman, Samantha Kelly, she goes by the Tweeting Goddess on Twitter, about how you still need that personal touch and need to interact. You know, these are humans that are on the other end of these Twitter accounts or Facebook accounts. And while there's times where interacting with a chatbot is useful, you still need that personal conversation, even if it's not about the specific product. Just that interaction keeps your company or keeps your brand in the mind of that customer. And that's important when it comes to when they decide to buy whatever product or service you're trying to sell.
It is very interesting what you said about social media contact with customers is now sort of going to the service side and not the marketing side. I heard a session last year at an SAP specific show, and a lot of the customers who were presenting, more than one, said that social media was totally the purview of marketing, but they don't have the bodies, the manpower, the employees to field all the
right.
all the mentions on social mm-hmm. media and respond to them. So many companies were sort of porting that over to the service and support staff, but the service and support staff didn't know the marketing messaging platforms, and they were also overwhelmed because SAP's implementation of this, and they were still sort of experimenting with how to do it. You know, this is all brand new stuff, so maybe SAP has changed it since then. But what happened, basically, they had this little feature you could turn on that when somebody mentioned you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever channel you connected your SAP service CRM module to, it would create a ticket.
Okay.
And so the salespeople at this very small company, I remember the speaker saying, yeah, we had to turn it off because we turned it on and each service person got like 200 tickets a day and we just didn't know what to do with it. So we just turned that feature back off. But we're going to revisit it and figure it out once we work on the workflow.
And that's the thing. If you have to turn it off, it's because you didn't align the marketing with customer service. And Genghis had a quote about how when companies market stuff out through, say, a Twitter feed, you're interrupting that person's feed. And if it's marketed to you, then you obviously have some sort of past interaction with them. And that last interaction may have been a bad one. Say it could be a cable company or an airline that's in your timeline, and it reminds that person, oh, I had a beef with them last time, and let me shout them out saying, hey, how come you haven't fixed this yet? And again, that creates a ticket for customer service. And they may not know that they're about to get onslaughted with these requests. Genghis, before this, he said he worked at Discover, and they found out more than once from Twitter that their website was down.
Oh,
so,
man.
I mean, that's where, you know, you have that disconnect that social media has kind of filled, and if you don't combine those two, you could run into trouble for sure.
So, in wrapping up here, I get the sense from your description that social media as a customer service channel, as a way to interact and engage with your customers, while it's been around for a long time, businesses are just figuring out how to operationalize that contact. And it's really just starting out. Is there any talk about where social media can go or what the ceiling is for the channel's usefulness to make new business?
I mean, I think they don't know where the ceiling is yet. I mean, you know, we're dealing with, you know, most of the conversation around social media and marketing and sales and service is kind of the two big players of Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, obviously, with the data they have and the direct advertising they have. Twitter, just because of the interaction there. But obviously, Instagram is growing in marketing and sales importance. Snapchat, businesses are starting to get on there to interact. LinkedIn obviously has that buying and selling perspective, or else Microsoft wouldn't have spent $26 billion on it. So all of these social networks are still growing, and I can't find the direct quote, but from one of the sessions, I heard this great quote about how companies need to interact with their customers who are telling them what is wrong on Twitter, because they care enough about that company to tell you what's wrong. The customers that you need to worry about are the ones that don't say a word and just go to your competitor without ever saying anything. So to not interact with customers who voice complaints on Twitter, that's a very easy way to lose them to a competitor. If they feel they're not being listened, then they're going to go somewhere else. And that's where, you know, the growth of social media, it doesn't seem to be slowing down. Twitter's been increasing. And like I said, the use of Instagram and Snapchat is growing as a place where you can interact with these customers, and companies need to figure out how to do that, or else their customers will go elsewhere.
Good stuff, Jesse. I'm glad you made it back in one piece.
Yes, the flight was okay. It was a little bumpy towards the end, but just ready for some more snow now.
Well, you were definitely in a more sunny place than I was, but we'll get to that on our next Pipeline podcast.
That we will. Stay tuned.